Dave, this kitchen science experiment, I'm getting nervous again because you've got two copies of my book sitting there. You asked people to leave the pages together, sort of so one book became inserted into the other, and then you said pull it apart, which got me a bit nervous, but... What are we doing here?
Well, so we've got the two books. I've interleaved them. I'm just going to push them together so they get a really good overlap, so a good sort of inch and a half, 2 inches of overlap, which is a slightly interesting exercise.
Okay, so the two books now, the pages of one book are inserted between the pages of the other book. Okay, so yeah. What do you want people to do?
All right. Now, Chris, you're a big, strong guy, aren't you?
Yeah.
Now, what I want you to do is grab those two books by the sort of spines and just try and pull.
It doesn't look too difficult. Okay, it doesn't look hard at all. Oh, my God. Okay, I'm not making this up. I'm pulling as hard as I can, and am I going to ever get these apart? I cannot separate these two books. So why are these two wonderful books of Naked Science by Christopher Smith stuck together in this way? Is it because of the quality of the writing and the paper?
Unfortunately, it has nothing to do with the quality, which I'm sure is very high, Chris. What it is, if you imagine, if you push your hand against the table, and if you don't push down at all, it will just slide very easily. There's no friction there. But if you push down a bit, there's a bit of friction. The harder you push down, the more friction there is, so things tend to stick together. Now, with these two books, when you pull them apart, you get a little tiny force because when you pull them apart, it tends to just sort of flatten them. It's just a little tiny force compressing everything together. And normally that would be so small, it wouldn't have any effect on you to pull apart it really easily. Because you've interleaved it loads and loads and loads and loads of times, that force is multiplied by the number of interleavings.
So the number of pages in the book, if you've got every page.
So
200 times the friction.
Yeah, so if maybe that was only sort of a tenth of a kilogram, if it was 200 times that, it would be holding 20 kilograms maximum force. Mm. So just because of this interleaving, you multiply the force up to it, so it can be really huge, and you're just not going to be able to pull it apart.
So if someone's got their books at home stuck like that, how do they get it out apart again?
Well, it's very easy. All you have to do is basically just uninterleave it. So just pull the interleaves upwards, so a couple at a time, and it just comes apart really easily. Just like that.
That's wonderful, but how does this actually have any relevance to everyday life and science?
Well, if you want to attach two things together, maybe glue them together, it's really useful to be able to use this sort of principle. So I don't know if you ever looked at the corner of a drawer where they've got the wooden joint at the corner. That tends to be lots and lots of different things overlapping and interleaving in the same sort of way.
Like little fingers of wood in a mortise
tenon joint. Yeah, that's the idea. So instead of needing a huge force to hold it together, which would just pull the wood and the glue apart, you spread it over lots of separate small joints, so you need much smaller joints, so it's much easier to do, and the glue doesn't have to be so strong.
Brilliant. Thank you, Dave. More wonderful kitchen science experiments like that on our website. Probably about 100 of them by now. It's at nakedscientist.com/kitchen science.